From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. President Trump calls for a major investigation into allegations of voter fraud. President Trump is calling for an investigation into fraud in November's presidential election, reinforcing his belief that voting by millions of undocumented immigrants cost him a victory in the national popular vote. Trump announced plans for the probe Wednesday morning on Twitter. Tuesday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated to reporters the debunked claim that 3 to 5 million immigrants illegally voted for his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, one day after the new president rehashed the election at a reception for congressional leaders.
I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Spicer offered no evidence of fraud, but election officials who have analyzed the November 8th vote say there were almost no indications of voter fraud, certainly not on the scale Trump cites. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked about the allegations of voter fraud.
Look, I've already commented on that. I've seen no evidence to that effect, and I've made that very, very clear.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran as a Democrat against Clinton, told reporters Trump's voter fraud claims are nonsensical. He says it is a delusional statement. Sanders said he fears that Trump is laying the foundation for more restrictive voting laws. A draft executive order shows President Trump asking for a review of America's methods for interrogating terror suspects and whether the U.S. should reopen CIA-run black site prisons outside of the United States. The order would also continue America's use of the detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This is VOA News.